Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
September 4, 1806. News from home. Yesterday, September 3, the captains met the Scotsman Mr. James Ayres from Mackinac by way of Prairie du Chien and St. Louis. This man was a trader who had a boatload of merchandise and a license to trade with the Sioux. He received Captain Lewis and Captain Clark with every mark of friendship. The captains bought some tobacco from him, and, anxious for news from the States, inquired about the President and various friends back east. Mr. Ayres reported what he could about the President and recent politics. He also related other news about a scuffle between the U.S. and the Spanish armies, a British ship that fired on a U.S. ship, Indians who had been hanged for murder in St. Louis, and the story of the duel between Messrs. Burr and Hamilton. Captain Lewis's bullet wound continues to heal, and he is now walking around by himself. The Corps made 60 miles yesterday and are now reaching the outskirts of civilization. Captain Clark writes,
"The mosquitoes became troublesome early this morning. I rose at the usual hour and found all the party wet as rain could make them. Mr. Ayres insisted on our accepting a barrel of flour. We gave to this gentleman about 6 bushels of corn, and the flour was very acceptable to us. At 8 a.m. we took our leave and set out and proceeded on very well. At 11 a.m., passed the entrance of the Big Sioux River, which is low, and at meridian we came to at Floyd's Bluff, below the entrance of Floyd's River, and ascended the hill with Captain Lewis and several men. Found the grave had been opened by the natives and left half-covered. We had this grave completely filled up and returned to the canoes and proceeded on to the sandbar on which we encamped from the 12th to the 20th of August 1804. As it was late in the evening, we determined to continue all night. Had issued to each man of the party a cup of flour. At dark, the mosquitoes became troublesome and continued so all night. The party obtained little sleep. We made 36 miles only today. Captain William Clark, September 4, 1806.
Talking to Nicholas Biddle in 1810, Captain Clark related this story about Floyd's grave. A Sioux chief, camped near the graveside, lost a son and opened the grave in order to bury his son with Floyd. He did this so the son could accompany Floyd to the other world, the chief believing that the white man's afterlife would be happier than that of the Indians. It is unclear when this disturbance of the grave took place. Clark could have heard about it from fur traders after his return to St. Louis. It does call into question whether all the bones buried beneath Floyd's monument in Sioux City actually belonged to the sergeant. Tomorrow, the river crooked and rapid.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Editorial assistance from Hal Hansen. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.